All right, the guys will rule out, okay? AJ, TJ, and Derek Wolfe will rule out. B. Marsh will be listed as questionable. We'll see kind of where we're at on game day. And then Shaq, Virgil, Sly, let's see if I'm right here, Matt Paradis, Trevor Simmons, and Benny, they're all full, and they're all ready to go. Another thing, guys, you guys, DeMarcus has been in surgery as we speak. I'll probably have some answers here when I come off the field, so y'all can probably check with Patrick. But I know he's having the surgery this morning, and he was actually in surgery when I came on the practice field. So we'll let you guys know how it went, okay? Y'all go ahead.
Any more clearer idea of what you're going to do at quarterback, how you'll decide?
You know, I mean, I kind of do, Jeff, but I want to see how the game goes, too. I mean, you know, I could sit here and tell you they're going to play a half and half. I could tell you that, you know. But let me see how the game goes. But, you know, that's in their mind, that's kind of where we're going right here. But let me see. You know, that could change. So, but they're both going to play, obviously.
Things are rolling.
Well, I don't really know. I mean, that's just kind of my feel for the game and what's going on in the game. But I'd like to see them come out. You know, hopefully there's 75 snaps for us and they both play, you know. So it's half of 75. I'm an Aggie, so hopefully somewhere right down the middle. So there you go. They won't be running in and out. I can tell you that. One will play, and then the other one will play.
Gary Vaughn has looks at the term pass rusher as disrespectful because he calls himself a linebacker. Can you speak to the way he's kind of?
Well, I tell you what, that's interesting that he would answer that question that way because that tells you how much better player he's become. You know. Again, guys get a lot of accolades for sacks and numbers and those type of things in this league, but really, are you a complete player? You know, it's kind of like being a receiver. Do you block when somebody's handing the ball off? So he prides himself on being a complete player, and he's been tested in the run this year, you know, from that standpoint. So, you know, that's the way he feels, and that's why he's got a chance to continue to be great.
Gary, this is a time of year when you don't make the playoffs, you have to make some tough decisions after the season. Wade has come up.
First off, I'd say, Mike, that's not uncommon. You know, you got so many guys coaching-wise, contracts, are they up this year? That, you know, not everybody's always on the same cycle. We think the world of Wade. Everybody knows the job that Wade has done. So, I mean, those are things that will be addressed after we get through, you know, this week, you know, as we head into the off season. But Wade's a tremendous person, tremendous football coach.
Your desire to keep doing this at the high level after your health scare, I asked.
Why do I look bad or what?
No, you look good. That's why I asked. Do you feel good about going forward?
Yeah, I mean, you guys know. I mean, I love this league. I loved the Broncos. I love to work, you know. I'm all in on the Raiders right now. It'd be time for reflection and all that stuff next week. But right now it's time to focus on what we're doing.
Okay.
All right, y'all have a good day. Okay.